This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. For a likely fee of $1,800 extra for each plane trip into Los Angeles International Airport, the rich, famous, and one percenters will be able to wait in a private lounge in a nearby converted hangar, according to a proposal approved by the airport commissioners. A private security company is projecting revenues of $34 million to the airport over 10 years. The lounge is modeled after a similar one originally built for the royal family at London's Heathrow Airport, but now available for $3,000 per flight there. Personal campaigns through crowdsourcing with GoFundMe, the for-profit, have raised $1 billion in the last year, with GoFundMe pocketing 8%, or $80 million. The FDA is not comfortable with voluntary non-GMO labeling and would prefer companies say no bioengineering. Education Department predicts that over the next decade, 600,000 students will apply for student loan reductions and forgiveness in exchange for doing nonprofit, medical, and other qualified work. Almost 300,000 have already applied. From the late 1990s to 2012, 1,200 polling organizations conducted nearly 37,000 polls by making more than 3 billion phone calls. Most Americans refused to speak to them. A 2013 poll found that one out of four Americans suspect polls of bias. More than 40% of American adults no longer have landlines. The 1991 Telephone Consumer Protection Act bans auto dialing to cell phones. State Representative John Bel Edwards beat sitting U.S. Senator David Vitter 56-44% to become the only elected Democratic governor in the South and first to be elected in Louisiana since 2008. Massachusetts has rejected the Common Core Standard Test, which they had originally helped create in order to develop their own test, delaying a year and costing millions. There's currently a two-year vetting process of 20 different security checks and requirements before a Syrian refugee is allowed entry to the USA. The median age of the wealthiest 1% of Americans increased to 63 years in 2013, the latest year available, from 58 years old in 1991. People 65 to 74 accounted for almost one-third of the wealthiest 1% in 2013, up from 19% in 2001. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.